Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jean. How may I assist you today?
Yes, hello.
Yes, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jean. How may I assist you?
Yes, I have a charge on my bank account, and I was wondering what that was all about.
All right. Well, I'll definitely see if I can assist you today. If you'll give me just a moment, let me go ahead and access my computer. All right. I will need to get just a little bit of information from you, if that's all right.
Okay.
I need to start off by your 5-digit zip code, please.
70128.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you. Could you repeat that?
70128.
70128. All right. All right. Could you verify your first and last name for me?
Mark Labastri.
And for security purposes, could you verify the address?
7511 Paris Street, New Orleans, Louisiana.
All right. Thank you for that. All right. Give me just a few moments to access your account. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much for holding. Yes. After reviewing your account, it does show that yesterday, I'm assuming you were probably online or received an email about a Focus Fitness watch. Our Focus Fitness watches, those are the ones that count your steps. They're great for monitoring your sleep patterns and your oxygen levels. Do you recall signing up for a 14-day free trial? Sir?
What did you say?
Yesterday, it seems as though yesterday you had signed up for a 14-day free trial of our Focus watch. The Focus watch is one of the watches that counts your steps, monitors your heart rate, your oxygen levels, things like your sleep pattern. Do you recall being online and perhaps signing up for that 14-day trial where you only pay shipping and handling?
No, I didn't sign up for no 14-day trial on nothing.
All right. So so you didn't make any of these charges, that's correct?
No, I didn't sign up for no 14-day trial on whatever you're talking about.
All
yeah,
right. Could you verify the email address?
Mark Labastri at yahoo.com.
Yes, sir. That's Mark correct. We have that email address. We also have the address that you verified, your name, also your telephone number. It shows that yesterday you were online and had an offer to get a 14-day free trial on our fitness watch. and you are only responsible for paying the shipping and handling charges to be for the watch to be sent out to you so that you could try it during the trial period. Do you recall anything online that you may have did yesterday?
No, I didn't sign up for nothing. I had a Walmart had a one of those watches on there, you know, they were giving to me free, and you know that's what I had. You know, it was $5 and something.
Yes, sir. It was a $5.97 shipping and handling fee, and for that watch, there is a warranty that goes with that watch in the amount of $19.94. So, when you did get the watch or signed up for the watch, you did pay the shipping and handling, which was $5.97, and you were also charged a $19.94 charge for the Focus Watch factory warranty on it, okay? The product has shipped out. It shipped out actually yesterday, same day. So you do have our Focus Watch on the way to you now.
Yeah, but I didn't sign up for no $19 and something trials or nothing.
Okay, so you didn't sign up for the warranty?
No, I just wanted the watch. I didn't take no warranty.
Okay, so you didn't want the warranty, but you did want the watch, correct?
Yeah, but $5.90.
All right. If you'll give me just a brief moment, I'm going to place you on hold while I see what we can do about warranty that's on the account, all right? So if I can get you just hold for just a moment, all right, sweet?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much for holding. Unfortunately, when you did sign up, you signed up, and in the terms and conditions, you had clicked on where you agreed to those terms and conditions with a 1-year warranty that goes with the that watch.
Yeah, when they asked me about warranty, I told them no. I didn't want no warranty. All I wanted was the watch. I didn't need no warranty.
I do understand, sir. However, since you did agree to the terms and conditions, the only thing that I can do right now is I could possibly offer you a 35% refund on the warranty and issue that today if you would like that.
Wait, I don't understand. You know, repeat that.
All right. Yesterday when you signed up for the Walmart watch, on the there's a little button where you you put in your card information and all of that. Then there'll be a little box that you have to check, and it'll ask you if you're 18 years of age or older. And in that little box, it also has a link that states the terms and conditions of what you're agreeing to. So once you do that and you check that box without reading the terms and conditions, then that's when the company assumed that you wanted the warranty. They assumed that you understood the terms and conditions because you did click that box and go and submit the payment for the warranty as well as the shipping and handling. So the company considers that a valid charge. And I do apologize if, you know, you misread it or didn't understand it. But what I can do for you today is, because it is just a one-time charge, I can't offer you a 35% refund, if that would be all right, if that would help you out.
Yeah, that'll be better than nothing.
I can certainly do that. I'm going to place you back on a brief hold for just a moment while I go ahead and make some notations to your account, and I will get that 35% refund set up and in order, and I'll be back on the line with a confirmation number for you, all right?
All right. They won't take nothing else out no more, huh?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, sir.
They won't take nothing else out no more other than my account. That'll be it.
No, sir. It's just the 1994 charge for the warranty. As I stated, I'm going to take 35% off. I'm going to take 35% of that and refund it to you. And then you already previously paid your shipping and handling charge for the watch. All right?
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you. I'm placing you on a brief hold for just a moment. Thank you for your patience and hold. I'm still making some notations to your account and getting that refund in order for you, okay? So it'll just be a few more minutes. I'm going to place you back on a brief hold. You're welcome.
Oh, good. All right. Thank you for holding so much. Mm-hmm.
I do apologize. Right. Our system is moving so slow. However, what I am going to do for you as a courtesy today, I'm going to go ahead and give you a 50% refund off of that warranty. I will be refunding half of that $19.94. I am, yes, I am just still notating your account, so bear with me. I want to make sure that you see that. So you will be, I will be refunding you the total amount of $9.98 back to your account. All right.
And that's a one-time charge, right?
Yes, sir. The warranty was a one-time charge. There'll be no future charges on the warranty at all.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're so very welcome. Just want to finish notating this account real quick. All right, and we're almost there.
All right.
Okay, I will tell you that it's going to take 3 to 5 business days in order for you to see it in your account. Yes, sir. It'll take 3 to 5 business days before you will see it in your account, okay? So I do have an ID number for you if you would like to write it down. Do you have a pen and paper available?
All right, hold on. Let me get a pencil, please.
All right.
All right, what it is?
All right, that number is going to be C.
What it is?
C as in Charlie. Yes.
Wait,
71665.
Could you start all over? I didn't get it.
C as in Charlie.
C.
Seven.
C.
Yes, C.
C.
Seven.
Seven.
One.
One.
Six.
Six.
65.
Six. 65.
That's correct. All right. Is that all that I can do for you today?
Oh, yeah, that'll be fine. I appreciate that, and thank you.
You're so very welcome, and as always, thank you for calling customer support, and have a great rest of your day.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.